Hey, it's me again. So this morning I was at my computer. It was about, I don't know, quarter after nine, somewhere in that range. And I had the Washington Post up on my screen because I always check the news, and it refreshes itself automatically. And up at the top of the screen came the little red breaking news kind of thing, and it said that Marvin Hamlisch had died. And I'm like, oh no, that's sad. So I clicked on the link, and it just had like two or three lines telling that a family member had confirmed that he had died. And so then, of course, the first thing I think about is calling the celebrity death phone, but I did not do that because I already got the Andy Griffith one with them. Anyway, so I looked on Twitter, and there was no mention of him. I went to the Huffington Post. There was no mention of his death. So I started to question myself, like, wait, did I see that? And or maybe is the Post reporting that incorrectly? So I wasn't sure. So I let it go, and I didn't call the celebrity death phone or anything. But then a couple of minutes later, maybe like 15 minutes later, then I started to see stuff like on Facebook and on Twitter and stuff that he actually did die. So Marvin Hamlisch died. He's the guy who Broadway guy. Musicals and stuff, and it's sad because I guess it was a sudden death after a brief illness. I don't know any more details actually because I'm recording at about noon now. And if I go to the Washington Post, I don't think they say like it's not even on the front page anymore. Oh, it's way down at the bottom of the front page. Marvin Hamlisch, composer of A Chorus Line and The Sting, dies. And all it says is, Hamlisch collapsed and died on Monday after a brief illness, said his publicist, Ken Sunshine. So I don't know much more about that, but I just thought I must have just gotten in on the news that he had died because nobody else was talking about it except it was only on a post on the Washington Post. I even went to CNN and they didn't have anything about it either. I was like, what in the world's going on? Anyway, so enough about that. Did you see that the Mars rover has landed on Mars? I thought that was a great accomplishment for NASA. It's about time that they have something going good their way. I read about it on the Washington Post. Of course, the Washington Post, that seems to be my biggest source for news. But when they posted about it, of course, there were comments from people. And I don't know why I keep doing this, but I read the article and then I have to read the comments because the comments are where the crazy people come out. Of course, there's those who were saying, why are we spending money going to Mars, $2.5 billion to go to Mars, and what are we going to do? What has ever come out of space exploration, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, they don't think about all the products and medicines and things that have come from going to space and going to the moon and going to Mars and so forth. So those people are just idiots. And then this other thing, there's a bunch of religious people who have posted on in the comments saying, God did not intend for us to go to other planets. If we find life there, does that mean there isn't a God, or did that God create the life on Mars too? And all of these crazy religious people coming out against us going to Mars and what they have to start to fear if there is life found on Mars and so forth. It's just crazy. I don't know why I read the comments because every time I do, there are the crazy people who are, leaving their comments and getting people to comment against them and so forth. I mean, this one guy would just went on and on and on about religion and how space exploration was not meant, by God and all this. It was just crazy. I guess I get my and I get myself worked up about it because I'm like, there are so many stupid people in the world. How can this be possible? But there are. So it just drives me crazy. My point is that I really need to stop reading the comments on all these articles that I read because it gets me too worked up. But I do get some of my frustration out because I've been exercising lately. You might remember that I got a little iPod Nano and it has the Nike Plus pedometer thing in it, and you keep track of your steps. So anyway, I've been walking. Well, my walking routine might sound a little odd to some people. I don't like to walk outside because it's too hot. I don't like to walk in my exercise room because it's too stuffy. It's in the basement. So what I've been doing is I live in a 14-story building, so I will walk each hallway, go up the stairs, walk the next hallway, go up the stairs, walk the next, all the way up to the top floor, and then I turn around and come all the way down, you know, walking the entire hall and then going down the stairs and all the way down to the first floor and then turn around and come back up to my floor. So I get, you know, almost, well, depending on the day, around 4 miles to do all of that. So it's good exercise. But now that's not really the point of this story. The story is that on the 11th floor, for like the past week and a half or so, I walk by, you know, everybody's door. Well, one door has been ajar for like a week and a half, and it's got one of those oxygen signs on the door, you know, no open flame, no smoking, because this person has uses oxygen in there. So obviously it's an older person, I'm thinking. Well, the door has been ajar every single day, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if the person inside there is dead, because why would their door be ajar for so long? I mean, because I walk at different times of the day, sometimes morning, sometimes afternoon, a couple times I walked at night, and the door is ajar every time I go by there. Well, finally yesterday, on my walk yesterday, went by there and the door was closed. So I guess either somebody came by and checked on them or they closed the door. I don't know why they would have the door open in the first place. It was just ajar, like maybe half an inch, and I, you know, could barely see in there. So I was probably concerned for no reason, but I was thinking, if someone's in there and they've died, then I'm going to feel guilty because I've been walking by their door every day and I never do anything or say anything to the people at the front desk, you know, the concierge or anything. I just let this happen. So I was feeling a little guilty, but the door was closed yesterday, so I'm like, I'm not going to worry about it. And I haven't done my walk yet today, so I haven't seen. But yeah, so that was my walking story. I was listening to Life on the Shit List this morning, and they were talking about different podcasts they like, and Peter G. mentioned my podcast as well as the Arthur and Paul Talk Show. So I just wanted to say thank you, Peter G., for giving us a little shout-out. That was really nice. So, yeah. Now, I do have two voicemails, and one of them is from Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon, and he is responding yet again to the gun control issue and about not being able to podcast with him on Sunday. So let me play this voicemail, and I will be right back.
Oh, sure. You have time to do a podcast on 7 p.m. Sunday night. It just can't be my podcast. I see how this goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been hurt, and I guess I'm just going to have to take my hurt feelings and crawl up into a ball and tuck my thumb and go home and whatnot. But, you know, I was dedicated to you, Paul. You know, I've been through all three iterations of your podcast, but if I'm not good enough for Sunday night, well, I guess I'm just not good enough. So, yeah, right now, steam on this comedy. Anyhow, well, you're always welcome to join us at any point, but I will still listen to your show, and I hope you listen to This Week in Gay, 7 p.m. on Pride 48, Eastern Standard Time on Sunday night. Join us in the chat room and give us your thoughts, and tell me how crazy I am, because I'm crazy.
Okay, thank you, Anthony, for the phone call. It just turns out that Arthur and I record now on Sunday night, so I just can't make the same recording schedule. Maybe some point in the future, I don't know, you just never know. And yes, you are crazy, but you know, yes, I do still listen to your podcast, both of them actually, so yes, I listen. But thank you for the call, I do appreciate it. And now I have a call from Brian in Danbury, so listen to this.
Hello, Paul, this is Brian in Danbury. This is probably the first time I've called this number on the new podcast. But I'm in your neck of the woods again. I'm driving around the Beltway, the 495 westbound, and of course every time I see the sign on Manassas, I had a giggle. That kind of just puts a little giggle in my bid trip. But I'm on my way south to visit my dad's family again. My mother's having the surgery, and I wanted to be there for her. So anyway, thanks for the podcast, and keep it up.
Well, thank you for the call, Brian. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I missed you driving around the Beltway. I certainly would have waved if I had known you were going by at that specific time. I hope that your mom's surgery works out well and that you had a nice visit with your family. I know it's always trying at the people in our age with our parents going through changes in their lives. So anyway, I wish you the best of luck. And thank you for the call, of course. You know, I appreciate all the voicemails I get. That's 2 in 1 week. Unbelievable. Anyway, well, that's all I have for today. We're going to go see the Gypsy Kings tonight at Wolf Trap, so that should be fun. And that's about it. So, until next time, bye.